eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Jason, the Jags. Trevor Lawrence needs to, in my opinion, take the next step, right? He's shown flashes, but if I'm Doug Peterson and I'm looking at my team right now, what do I need to go get to help my quarterback be successful?
Well, I think with this first pick, they probably... Like, I'm just trying to think about, like, how Trent Baalke might see it. And, look, I'm not sure that Trent Baalke has that much jam there right now. Yep. It might be Doug Peterson who's got the owner's ear more than anybody else. But Baalke's going to, you know, have his staff writing up the reports on these guys. Baalke's going to be able to influence how that board is stacked. Now, again, whether Peterson and the owner come in and move it around, so be it. But – I'm sure he's going to look for pass rush. I just don't know that he's going to look at this group and be like
blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and he's reached in the past and it hasn't always worked out in Jacksonville and San Francisco. So if that is where he is, like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to strike out there. Then, like, you know, Cam Robbins has missed a lot of football the last couple of years. Like, where is he in his career arc? Is he really, you know, is he going to make it, like, is he going to be one of those starting tackles come playoff time? I know they've done some things to throw some money at the offensive line, but, like, even, like, Brandon Scherff, like, he's way closer to the end than the beginning, and there is going to be a lot of value, again, in offensive line. It's not super sexy, but it is pretty safe. And, like, even looking at them in some of the gambling markets, like, I'm seeing plus 475, plus 550 on the Jags to take an offensive lineman. And I'm like, I don't know. Again, with where they are, like, I was talking to one personnel evaluator last night. He's like 13 to 17, like, could end up being a bit of a no man's land. Like, if you're chasing something that's not there, like, if you're really chasing, like, pass rush, and it's not there, like, do you just default to O-line? And we see, you know, six offensive linemen taken in the teens. You know, you'll have a couple that go in the top 10, but then, you know, really, do they get wiped out before you get to 20? Or certainly, you know, 22, 24. Like, it's relatively safe, especially if you've got a kid who's versatile. Maybe he starts inside or you can kick him outside later. I mean, I think all things being equal, offensive line, defensive line, I wouldn't rule out offensive line with them. I would. Like, some people aren't looking at it as, like, the immediate sort of need, but I think it might be the best fit.
What do you think? You know, they lost obviously Calvin Ridley to the Titans, and you know they've got Christian Kirk. They've got I think Gabe Davis is there.
Yeah.
Do you go wide receiver? Maybe a bigger guy.
Zay Jones. I mean, yeah. I don't, because Ingram is really a wide receiver too. You know what I mean? Like, is he really a tight end? Like, he's so. No, like they kind of threw everything at that last year, right? Including Calvin Ridley. It didn't work because the offense kind of broke down. Like they didn't run the ball well. The offensive line wasn't great. You know, the quarterback was banged up early in the year. I don't think he was ever really healthy. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like I kind of feel like they went that route. It didn't work. There's way more depth, I think, at wide receiver than some other positions. I don't know that they have to do that right there. You know, I think they got plenty of guys who can catch the ball, including, you know, a couple of running backs. I have to think Trent Baalke is just like trenches.
Yeah.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I do think for Trevor Lawrence, and it's not going to all be on him, to your point about the way the defense, you know, played and some of those guys being injured. But I do think this is a huge year for Trevor Lawrence, and everybody's looking at him and just kind of elevate. And part of the issue was, you know, they blew that last game of the season, Jason, where they needed a dub, and you felt like that was a game where Trevor Lawrence just puts the team on his back, right? I'm going to make the plays necessary, and he didn't. But I do agree that I do not think he was completely healthy. And I even think Doug Peterson talked about it at the combine, where he was like, look, you know, my guy was banged up, and we were trying to do some things that we were trying to protect him, you know, from getting even more injured. So we're going to see. The Jags are an interesting team to me, though, as I watch this draft play out. They, again, are picking 17th. Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. New offensive coordinator, former Falcons coach, Arthur Smith, now is running that offense. And you go, all right, Steelers, they got a few needs. Where does Mike Tomlin go in this particular draft when you say, what is the number one potential need for the Pittsburgh Steelers? We've been talking a lot about offensive line. Yeah. Is it offensive line for the Steelers?
It very well could be. I would say, they've drafted a lot of corners over the years. They've never had the depth at corner they felt like they should have. If there's a corner who they think is close to best of breed, who stands out to them above some of these other position groups, it wouldn't shock me. That's another one. You look at the betting markets, plus 550. I think I played it out to draft a corner. Like, man, I don't know. It's kind of in their DNA to draft corners. I think there's there's a piece of information we don't have yet, which is, do they trade for a wide receiver before the draft? Like, it would not surprise me if they did that tomorrow. If they did it the Wednesday before the draft, if they did it while they were on the clock, if they did it in the run-up to the draft that Thursday, I know that they're trying to make something happen there. They've done an incredible job drafting wide receivers. So if they don't get a veteran plug-and-play guy, then they also might think, hey, we're so good at it, we can do that day too. And you just lean into the offensive line, which they've been trying to rebuild since, you know, Ben's third to last year in the league, right? Since Pouncey started hitting the wall, since DeCastro started spending more time on the injured list. So, I mean, the chalky thing and the obvious thing is O-line. But again, do they do anything at wide receiver? And if not, is there somebody in that first group of four or five receivers who they think could be the best in that draft, and maybe he's the third one taken? I wouldn't discount that. Again, depending on what they do in the trade market. And then there's, I just feel like they've been trying to rebuild their sec. Like, Patrick Peterson played a lot of football for them last year. Like, I don't know that was the plan, but it happened, right? Like, You know, I feel like when they get into their dime, nickel and dime packages, that there's been some soft spots there. So I wouldn't discount them taking a DB.
You know, it's rare when we talk about the Steelers making a mistake, but Kenny Pickett was, right? We now can say that, right? That was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, look, you take a kid that high, he's the only quarterback taken in the first round in that draft, you're certainly thinking he's going to be there for more than 2 years. Like, there's, but I also applaud them on being incredibly proactive about this, right?
And
not waiting till they're at a point,
agreed,
you know, where, like, how rock bottom it hit with Mac Jones, how rock bottom the Trey Lance thing never even got off the ground, right? Like, they did it at a time where the market worked in their favor in terms of supply and demand. We get a Russell Wilson and a Justin Fields for nothing and get a little something-something for Kenny Pickett on the back end. Like, I mean, that's not bad. Like, again, there's worse circumstances under which you could bite the bullet.
They need right tackle help, specifically, as you mentioned. I think 10 of the top 63 players are offensive linemen or at least tackles in this draft. They could find a guy certainly at 20, and that is if they do not move up to go get one. So they're in a really good position, and they have 2 third-round picks. So a first, a second, 2/3, a fourth, and 2/6. Obviously, we'll see what happens with those 6-round picks. Maybe you make a move there, and you don't need all that. But the Steelers, the thing about the Steelers, and Jason, we'll talk plenty about this when we get back to the season. It's more than just making the playoffs, right? They got to win in the playoffs. I mean, it's great. Tomlin has been getting there, and we love him. Mike T's great. But, like, that's kind of what they're saying in Pittsburgh is, look, we love the fact that we're in, but we got to start winning in these playoffs when we get in there.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's take a look at the Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles have maybe drafted better than any team in the NFL, specifically over the last 5 years. They have a first, 22 overall, a second, another second at 53, a fourth, 2 fifths. Check that. 3 fifth rounders and a sixth. What does Howie do in this particular draft, looking at the Eagles and saying, all right, look, how do we get back to the Super Bowl? Everybody thought they would. This year, it didn't happen. What are the needs, position needs, Jason, in your opinion, that they need to go into this draft, specifically in the first round?
I think it's front seven. You know, that defense sort of rotted from, like, the inside out. Like, it started falling apart, right? We're not getting as much pass rush. Fletcher Cox is at the end, you know, still kind of figuring out the rotation with some of their young D tackles, especially when they got a little banged up there. They couldn't stop the run, and then it just seemed like it spread to the second level. It spread to the third level. They've got a lot of money and a lot of assets invested in the offense. Look, even offensive line with them, like, wouldn't totally shocked me. You know, Lane Johnson, we're now 10 plus years in. Like, guys will get hurt. It's not just about your 5 offensive linemen, right? It's about your 8 or 9 offensive linemen. Like,
right,
they took Landon Dickerson higher than some people would. Oh, he's a medical reject, this, that. Nah, it's worked out pretty good. Like, so I would never rule out, you know, Howie Roseman came of age there when Andy Reid and Joe Banner were running that team. And it was, we build our teams from the inside out. I mean, that was drilled into his head. You know, we can never have enough offensive line depth, right? You had Juan Castillo, who was very powerful in the building, coaching the offensive line, you know, banging the table for certain people. So, you know, I think that's always in the back of Howie's mind. And again, this is a great draft to do something like that. But I think that, you know, they've been drafting a lot of guys in the front seven. They have to keep doing it. They got to the Super Bowl in no small degree, and came damn close to winning the Super Bowl because of that pass rush. And I know they're still high on some of the Georgia kids. Like, they feel like some of the answers are within. They dropped off their play, all levels of defense in the second half of the season really kind of collapsed. But again, I think the rot kind of started from the inside out, and that's where I think their draft capital is going.
What's interesting about the Eagles, to your point, you know, N'Kobe Dean, some of these guys we've talked about, all the Georgia players they've got. The Kelce retirement, though, like, the center position. How big of a deal is that? I mean, I don't want to discount it. You're right. They made, I think they made Dickerson the highest paid guard in the league. You know, they're still pretty much intact. But are you concerned about that center situation?
I think Dickerson could do that job if they really needed him to.
Okay.
I personally wouldn't be shocked if the board fell a certain way that they took an offensive lineman. Like it would not surprise me, you know, and they're willing to make moves in the trade market. Like they're willing to do some things a little bit creative. It may just make sense. It may just make sense for them to address that then.